U.S. approves record $11.1 billion arms package for Taiwan. The Trump administration has approved a $11.1 billion arms sale to Taiwan, marking the largest U.S. weapons package ever proposed for the island. The arms sale, announced by the Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency on December 17, is the second deal under President Donald Trump's current administration, following a $330 million arms sale in November for spare and repair parts for Taiwan's aircraft fleet, including F-16s. The sale covers a wide range of items, including high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, valued at $4.05 billion. Self-propelled howitzers worth $4.03 billion. Two different Altius loitering munition drones and related equipment for $1.1 billion. Military software and equipment valued at $1.01 billion. Javelin anti-tank missiles worth $375 million. Anti-armor missiles for $353 million. AH-1W helicopter spare and repart parts valued at $96 million. And refurbishment kits for Harpoon missiles worth $91.4 million. DSCA said the arms sale serves U.S. national, economic, and security interests and will help improve the security of the recipient and assist in maintaining political stability, military balance, and economic progress in the region. The sale also serves to help Taiwan's efforts to modernize its armed forces and to maintain a credible defensive capability, DSCA added. The U.S. State Department has approved the proposed arms sale, but it still requires approval by Congress, where Taiwan enjoys widespread cross-party support. The timing of the latest arms sale announcement comes as Taiwan faces mounting military pressure and gray zone coercion from the Chinese Communist regime, which considers the self-governing island a part of its territory. In November, Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te announced $40 billion in new proposed military spending to counter Beijing's potential military attack on the island by 2027. The latest budget would be allocated from 2026 to 2033 for projects, including the construction of an air defense system called Taiwan Dome, according to Lai. Taiwan Presidential Office spokesperson Karen Kuo characterized the latest arms sale as an indication of the close Taiwan-U.S. partnership, according to a statement. Taiwan will continue to reform national defense, strengthen whole of society defense resilience, demonstrate our determination for self-defense, and maintain peace through strength, Kuo said. Kuo reiterated the Lai administration's commitment to raising its defense budget to more than 3% of its gross domestic product in 2026. Taiwan will continue to deepen its partnerships with the U.S. and other like-minded countries in order to safeguard the universal values of freedom and democracy and uphold regional peace, stability, and prosperity, Kuo said. Taiwan's Defense Ministry issued a statement on December 18 thanking the United States for its assistance in building up the island's self-defense. The United States continues to assist Taiwan in maintaining sufficient self-defense capabilities and in rapidly building strong deterrent power and leveraging asymmetric warfare advantages, which form the foundation for maintaining regional peace and stability, the ministry stated. In China, Chen Binhua, spokesperson of the State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office, said that the U.S. arms sale constitutes a flagrant interference in China's internal affairs, according to China's state-run media Xinhua. Rupert Hammond Chambers, president of the U.S. Taiwan Business Council, said the HIMARS and howitzers could play an essential role in destroying ships and landing craft seeking to disembark PLA forces on Taiwan's shores and any PLA forces that have managed to establish a bridgehead, according a statement on December 17. PLA is an acronym for China's military, the People's Liberation Army. This bundle of notifications, a record amount notified at one time in U.S. security assistance for Taiwan, is a response to the threat from China and speaks to the demand from Mr. Trump that partners and allies do more to secure their own defense, Hammond Chambers added. The Trump administration's national security strategy, released on December 5, said that the United States prioritized deterring a conflict over Taiwan by preserving military overmatch against China. The strategy also highlighted the importance of Taiwan's strategic location, noting that it splits Northeast and Southeast Asia into two distinct theaters. On December 2, Trump signed the Taiwan Assurance Implementation Act into law, requiring the U.S. State Department to review and update its guidelines for U.S. engagements with Taiwan at least once every 5 years. The measure is designed to deepen the U.S.-Taiwan relationship in the absence of formal diplomatic relations. Reuters contributed to this report.